closer.
How do they attack? They just jump up?
Yeah, they jump up and they try and swat at it. That's the other cat up there now.
Mm-hmm. They swat.
They were there together for a while. Side by side.
What's my renown?
Zero renown.
What's my aggression?
We're all zero.
You sure he's zero?
Yeah.
Don't humans have like a renown of one, like up bad or something craziness?
Only the center. Okay. I don't think it did on yours.
No. What's my resistance?
Resistance.
Maybe it was something else I had.
Fitness, which is two. Plus my knowledge.
Oh, it must have been courage or something like that. What was it? The humans had an automatic extra
courage.
You
also have 2 points per level.
What's that mean?
Just another example of the other boxes, but two.
Yeah, pretty much.
Good eating right there. Good eating. If you're going to go for a bird, go for the...
Can I say my character?
What the heck?
Teaching the cat what they should be doing right now. The cat should be pissed now.
It's
over. Good vision.
That's
it? Yeah.
You're kidding. That was short.
Cats don't have long attention spans.
Well, that's entertaining.
Okay.
Kevlar's pretty disappointed now.
Yeah, he's supposed to be all
pissed off.
Rewind, rewind. Okay, so...
Did he do that normally?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, he's not all very often now. Yeah, I think he's retired.
Yeah. Well, you played a judge on the system. The Honorable Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Do they just have normal human character names in Star Trek for humans?
Yeah.
I'm, for instance, John T. Calhoun.
Is everyone's middle initial T?
No.
I'll have a middle.
And also, he will have a second name.
I only have one name. And both of those are just single syllable. Kind of guttural. I mean, gah!
Turn off the TV.
I left the snowpack.
Alright, so I decided to go back to the standard way of rolling. You know, like number of dice equals your attribute.
Number of dice equals to your attribute.
Okay.
And then you add your skills again?
Yeah.
And just add to dice.
Okay.
That's the normal way.
What adds to your dice?
Edges.
Oh, edges add to your dice.
Number of dice, right?
Yeah.
You had some crazy thing where the specialty added instead of adding dice? Okay, and that's gone now.
Yeah. The only thing, I'll take a Pickering suggestion. And any of these advantages that give you an extra dice?
Yeah.
Those are all drama dice.
Drama dice?
The one with 60 with thermal.
I like that. That's cool.
But if you got 2 drama dice with 6, you only get to have 1 more die.
Okay, but so what about those drama die, like courage versus, that gives you another die, right?
Courage gives you just courage.
Okay, gives you additional points, that's right.
Yeah.
You have to add here. Okay, now let's take here. Do I have anything to add dice?
So plus 1 die means plus 1 drama die.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I have anything to add extra die.
If there's a 6, it's always
going to
drop the normal drama die?
If either drama die comes with a 6, then you can add another die.
Okay.
If they both come with a 6, you can only add 1 die.
Okay, so
now
I don't think I
have
anything.
Bigger chance of
having another die. Faster? Yeah, you know why he came with that idea? He's probably got lots of those. I don't think I have anything.
Okay, so last one. One of you two should tell me what happened.
Can I just read that on the web?
There's nothing on the web.
Have basically, email that Dave sent out.
Did you read the email?
Yeah.
Oh,
did you go into detail? Didn't he just say, oh, wait a minute. That's my Don laugh, what happened, he kind of explained it.
Right. Yeah. A little bit.
He wanted to do something else.
Yeah. Well, go ahead, hit me.
We were supposed to escort a diplomat to one of our space stations to have a conference with Iranian diplomat. The release of a daredevil that flew his spacecraft into
they
caught him and
he
threw
them
to
the land.
Oh,
okay.
Which
I
had you
said
of a meeting where...
We're not encouraging him to just kill him.
What?
That's what the Romans want to do. Yeah, so basically we're saying of a meeting where we can, hopefully discuss this release. So we're just escorting this diplomat there. On the way, we're going to...
Oh, yeah, those fuck. I read that part.
There.
Why aren't they dead? All the crap they pulled.
The Warp Engine exploded or something.
Well, they're a Warp Engine.
Right, yeah. They're a Warp Engine. Got holes. So they were stranded. They were shipping, or they claimed to be shipping some medical supplies to some planet. For our help. So we're there trying to fix their engine and this party. Actually, they had this party on our ship.
Because they wanted to thank you guys.
Right.
For,
right. Didn't have the party on their ship.
Right.
Well, their ship was irradiated. Not a good idea to have a party on their ship.
Okay, then they couldn't have a party in, Storage Bay 3.
Well, the best place to have it is like the bar.
So basically, the whole crew is trying to infiltrate our security.
They're way too suspicious.
They came
randomly caught.
So far, yeah.
So
very
wait, weird. Season 1 ended on a cliffhanger?
It didn't?
No.
Oh.
Well, unless you
that's right.
Who's going to get promoted?
So I got promoted. I got promoted right here. It says so. Lieutenant JG. Which is like short for Jag, I'm sure. Everybody knows Jag is cool.
Anyway, we were trying to break into our
business. So the things that they've done is in the party, they just try to get information from people, passcodes or military. Low-grade military information. They have refused to allow you guys to scan their cargo bay, well, the whole boat, specifically one of their containers, the container of the...
For medical reasons or something,
scientific
reasons.
The vaccine they're transporting.
It would destroy the vaccine.
Right. There have also been a few breakages.
That was ignored, though, wasn't it?
What was?
The scanning was ignored, or was it Dave intended to because he was impulsive?
Actually, they gave us permission to check it.
Oh, error.
Because they wanted to transport vaccine onto our spaceship.
They have given permission for you guys to check it, and you're going to put it on their ship to use it.
Right, so then.
Then Eric decided to put lots of force fields around. Thereby circumventing that part of the scenario.
And
they've also broken into computer systems.
There's a whole part of
the
scenario about it. I'm glad I did. And Eric will put a bunch of bugs on the ship.
Right.
Oh, right. Here. Right.
This is just before it came down with the
switch. Now you got it.
Radiation poisoning.
So nobody's monitoring the bugs, of course.
Anymore.
But we know about them, so we can actually try and find them.
There was also like a little polo figurine that was given as a gift to the captain. But Eric took it.
He's been nice.
Dave took it apart. He didn't find anything.
Yeah, they took
discovered
apart.
It was a hollow figurine.
They found some extra parts. But,
is that a hollow figurine or a polo figurine?
Polo. Extra parts, don't know what they do. And we actually actively...
Yeah, and there was a strange signal somewhere from somewhere in the ship.
We're actually actively tracking every Orion on our ship right now.
Right. Every Orion ship is being tracked. Let's see, what else? There's a vial of the anti-radiation drug missing.
That was found, right? Yeah, that was found in one of the...
they will scan, because you guys scan everybody's quarters and count where it was.
If you want privacy, you're obviously doing something that should be scanned.
And it's the Orion Medical Officer.
Am I wrong?
He's suspect for sending the signal because he was the only one alone, right?
Right.
Okay.
If you want privacy, you've obviously done something that needs to be scanned.
Anyway, last weekend I was about to get lucky. Again.
Did you get lucky?
Yeah,
that's
the
right.
Second party.
So there's still about 12 hours before the ship's completely fixed.
The pig man gets left
and you guys reach us. Tell us three.
So a lot of that squeal like a pig gets caught on your own side.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Deliverance.
Alright. So this is my second party. Everybody's invited.
What's the second party for?
Well, because they're here another night.
Yeah, it's
because the ship hasn't been fixed yet.
Oh, all right. We're actually towing their ship
They're
thankful we're taking a long time to fix their ship.
No, we're actually towing their ship to the planet that they're supposed to go to.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you can just deliver their droids.
Is the tracking beam still on?
Tractor beam.
Is the tractor beam still on?
Yeah.
They should be turned off just to conserve energy. I learned that from Star Trek.
Sure.
Yeah, they're already on the momentum.
Turn it on and get the momentum going, and it just keeps going.
Just turn it off. Thereby giving the captain a chance to get over there and maneuver the ship away. Because he's under the influence of a Ferengi being some guy. never saw that episode.
No, I think I've
missed. Don't you understand the conservation of momentum? He said. All right, I'll turn it on.
Yeah, we're in warps.
Oh, okay. They were in warps then, too.
Okay, so before the party, were you guys doing anything specific?
I'll get dressed.
We have us fixing their ship on their ship.
I'm right. Not suspicious.
You're the ship
at all.
Fixing the engine.
Ro is planting bugs.
Ro is planting bugs. Well, you're planting bugs when you got to.
Do we all know he's planting bugs?
No. I don't think he told anybody.
No, not even
Eric. Well, I think especially Eric.
Is this
pickering
them?
No.
I don't think so. Well, there's some bugs there.
Great.
There's some bugs there, but
nobody knows about it?
We got them like 4 years from now.
So you can... If you got any engineering skills, you can help Luke.
Do I help Luke? I don't have any engineering skills, though. I can lead you.
Don't make me slap
you. I don't think you're being very engineering. Engineer-like. Motivation.
Increase your efficiency.
To watch your back. Then what are you doing exactly?
Trying to we'll bring you on one.
Okay, but you're... Oh, they're warp engine online.
Right.
Yeah. No thanks. Unless you really need leadership.
No.
Alright. I could go for a good game of Parisi Squares.
They'll play.
I'll solve a few logic puzzles.
Okay.
Logic
nothing
puzzles.
Important.
Passively.
Like, for instance, what the hell are these Lorians up to? Logic puzzles.
Anything. So obviously, innocent merchant
in the
transporting a highly valuable cargo that will save a lot of lives on the planet.
Yeah.
You guys are just getting in the way.
Nothing wrong with
that. I picked up primitive weapon. Oh, that's right.
It's all right. We're all right.
We're fine. How are you?
So the second night, there's a party. Once again, in the lounge.
Now, these guys read minds, right?
Ryan?
Yeah.
No. How do they compromise? How do you get compromised?
Well, you'll find out.
You'll find out.
Well, you can tell me before the second party, maybe I won't go.
Okay, well, during the first party, they were just trying to, talk information
out of you. Alright. That's it? Everybody spilled the bean? You didn't.
I made my roll.
Oh, that's it? I have to make a roll to see if they talk it out of me? Are they known to be particularly persuasive?
Well, they
can be persistent.
They are. Almost
a lot. Hey, willpower. Will add
Yeah.
Add points.
Well, actually,
add
half, half shoot. That's why you got to be plus one.
Get that. Get that darn good willpower.
All right. So once again, the admiral's there at the party.
Oh, yeah,
admiral.
Three guards.
Admiral Prospect with his three security men trying to stay out of the way.
Apparently, the admiral and the.
You insist on wearing a earring.
Huh?
What? Is that
your character insists on wearing an earring.
No, why would I?
Well, because they bought in the character toward the end of Star Trek. She insists on wearing an earring.
Oh, Ro.
Ro, yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, I rode around Coast Guard Island in a rubber raft. Took me an hour and a half.
Is it like a game?
A lot like the game. Run with one at a time. It wore me out to do this. For an hour and a half. But one, and then the other, and then the other. Doing half as much work helps. Hey, give you guys an opinion. If I wanted to have a housewarming party around the 4th of July, should I actually have it on the 4th of July? Or should I have it on the weekend near the 4th of July?
I would suggest a weekend near the 4th of July.
Okay.
When
was 4th
of July
this
year? I would suggest not July
1st
when I'm
going to
try and get people
healthy most. Oh, well. Unfortunately, it'll be based on, well, we won't do it at all if that works out that way. And Julie will work one of those weekends. And so we'll do the either on the 4th of July or one of the weekends that she doesn't work. I got this great idea for the dip and have a. Salsa, sour cream, salsa, sour cream, salsa, sour cream, you know, and then a field of guacamole.
Sounds good.
Get it? A flag.
Okay.
Guacamole, of course, is green, not blue.
Very interesting.
Eric will probably think it's blue. You can make it more blue here, so I don't think I can actually get it.
Okay.
Here you go.
It's
going to be guacamole.
So, you know, Harper right. Touch comes up to us, you know, during the party.
Yeah, I see. I can't hear you. You want to go somewhere? Get out of here. Noisy.
She suggests a shuttle. A shuttle.
Oh, I thought she was just in quarters.
Yeah, I think she came to
the shuttle. All right, shuttle.
Of course, the shuttle has all kinds of nifty information. Good.
Yeah. Make sure out of
the in the throes of passage, so we work in the controls. You know what I mean?
Shuttle. Okay, let's go.
Right. So you guys take off to the shuttle bay. And you know, she tries to get you to...
Yaha!
She tries to get you coming. She tries to get you to, you know, tell her about, you know, the shuttle bay, the shuttle procedures and stuff. You know, just someone just, you know, take off immediately without any...
You can do a lot more if you kept your mouth shut. You can use that mouth a lot more.
Yeah. Oh, my mouth is spinning right now. Get
caught. You know, stuff like that.
What?
Yeah, stuff like that.
She was looking at me. She's expecting something like that.
Come on, baby. That's what they call pillow talk.
Pillow talk, eh?
All right, so what was the resistance again? I think it was...
It was intelligent.
Presence and willpower.
What was the presence?
Okay, yeah, I think it was 20 plus 1. Okay.
I spill the beans.
Yeah, so she, you know, you talk, you use things in the shuttle, so you talk more.
You use what kind of thing in the shuttle?
Things.
What kind of thing? Unspeakable act.
What? I remember, this sort of stuff is always spilled, is always spelled right out in Star Trek.
Really? What do we call that?
Position.
Yeah.
Come on, you all remember the Riker gay episode, don't you?
That was the episode that made me no longer be a fan.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with that?
Problem with that?
Mm-hmm.
He was feminine. That's what made turned Riker on.
The Riker gay episode?
Yeah, there was a planet where everybody was the same sex, and show a preference towards a particular plant. Some people, you know, are more feminine than others, and some are more masculine. So let's say the feminine ones were attracted to the masculine ones. That was, you know, aberrant behavior, and that was just driven right out of the culture. So Riker's health is working closely with one of these guys. And what does this guy happen? Seems to be a little more feminine than the rest. And he picks up on it before long. You know how Riker is. He's wanting to bump fuzzies. And anyway, there's talk in the shuttle, and sure enough, the guy admits to being, you know, a little too feminine, and their relationship is about to begin, but then he's caught, sent to some colony where it's driven out of him, and Riker, of course, you know, not unlike so many characters, go against Starfleet regs, get the shuttle, and go save the person, but they don't want to be saved, of course. So they don't pursue the gay relationship.
Great. Okay.
Yeah. Now, what would bother you? The fact that the guy didn't want to start a new life with Riker? Or the fact that Riker was interested in a not so female?
It's the latter.
No. He was such a man's man. So that shows depth of his character, don't you?
I don't want
to
see character.
Now
I should wait until the season of the show, so I stopped watching. Yeah. Okay, so there's also, you know, the usual jugglers and dancers and people playing this part. And this time they're also trying to sell, you know,
trinkets,
souvenirs and stuff, trinkets. So you're just standing there, I suppose. You know.
Well, I came to join the party today. I was doing simulations of some geological parents on planets the other night.
Right. Do you mean a Vistian novice? Apparently. And this, you know, Orion, you know, the one of the better looking Orions comes up to you. Greetings, kind crew member. I see I have not met you yet. Captain William Smug of the, you know, Orion ship, whatever his name
is. Smug?
Yeah.
Greetings, Captain Smug. I am Clancy Evans.
Clancy Evans.
And what kind of... so he's the captain of the Temerian, which is the Orion ship.
Temerian?
So how is
not Temerian, like MIT.
Oh, a lot of hard work, and some... It is an interesting backstory.
Do you advance by reputation, by skill, by assassination, or by bribery?
It is mostly by making the most money. Or
that sounds very similar to bribery.
there are those, you know, unscrupulous captains, of course, who do that. Not me. I would never.
Does mercantilism control your entire empire?
Well, the Orions don't really have an empire. We are all free traders trying to promote the betterment of the galaxy by promoting trade. And
how do you feel about the Ferengi, who have almost taken over your nation the last 100 years?
That's the problem with people. The Ferengi are unscrupulous little rats, you know, and who obviously, you know, don't know anything about how to take care of the customers. You know, good customer service. That's what we Orions are all about.
So where's the profit in delivering this radiation medication?
Oh, the profit is that they're going to pay us for it.
How much?
Let's just say it is definitely you know, worth all this time and trouble to for us to deliver it there. It is an experimental, you know, serum. And, you know, us being the, me being the kind-hearted captain I have, I even took off 10% of my shipping fee.
How do you feel about us helping you freely?
We're totally grateful that for the Federation assistance, which is why, you know, we're having this party.
Do you feel any guilt about our free aid when you're making a profit?
Well, it is the duty of, you know, profit to help vessels in distress. I will, you know, of course, if any Starfleet vessel ever needs aid, I'll of course come to its aid.
Really?
Okay. Yes, freely.
Very interesting.
The way of the sea lane or space lane.
How are Orions trying to make money when they're young?
Bert, you were just thinking that. I was thinking, keep on asking questions, I'll never be able to ask you any questions.
I'm sure you're curious, but you know.
Well, whatever, man. I was thinking I should do the same thing, but now if you've done it, now I got a totally different ploy.
Just keep asking the question.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So
I wanted to know the answer to that one.
Orion children are when they're young, they're apprenticed to masters and other people. Learn the trade, various trades. Not every Orion is a merchant.
Are
you also manufacturing other activities?
Are young men and women treated any differently, or do you have more than two sexes?
We have 12 sexes.
Four sexes?
No. For the most part, it has been a very male-dominated society. It is only within, you know, the last couple of generations
that
kind of
cool.
Females, such as my
three
second
sex
mate, have been allowed to participate more fully in our grand economy.
I continue asking him questions.
Alright.
I think I've proven I can do it.
Then we can go harder.
That's fair enough.
So he tries to get any sort of information that he
Me too. I try and get any sort of information out of him. I don't care what it is.
So make a presence plus willpower.
Presence
plus willpower. Presence of two, willpower one, so that gives you an extra die, so now you have three dice.
Okay.
If you have any sort of mental skills, which I don't think you do.
Can I add my curiosity?
Curious will give you one courage.
Okay. What does that mean?
Courage can be used to increase the total result of the roll. Afterwards. Up to four courage per roll. Okay. So the basic roll is number of dice. One of them is going to be a drama die, which is like a wild die.
Okay.
Wild
You roll the highest die plus your skill. If the wild die is a six, it's that plus the next highest die plus the skill.
What skill am I using?
Since you're not using a skill, you don't actually add any. If you roll all ones, something bad happens.
Okay.
It's a flame of gasoline, your eyebrow came off.
You win.
I guess sex.
Okay.
I smile at the captain.
You smile at the captain. You know, and you're asking so many questions, he barely gets anything out of you other. You know, like your name, right?
I'm not convinced he got that.
And, you know, and he tells you a lot about General Orion procedures and stuff. You're trying to find out anything specific?
No, I'm not trying to find out anything specific.
What skill is he using?
I'm trying to figure out anything he might know that I don't.
Okay. He knows a lot. Well,
yeah,
a lot about
the skill.
Right.
How does
skill help you resist resistance?
Well, help the resistance.
How does skill advance work in this game?
You have experience points, about two per adventure, true. Skill generally costs about 4 or 5 points to go up for the main skill, 3 or 4 for the specialization. A new skill costs 5 points.
Oh, I can't buy the new skill anyway, so.
So the table of plus there.
I wasn't okay. Sure because I didn't even see a space for XP on here.
Yeah.
Not
okay.
Really
so. Next character. Fortunately, those are my best two. Then I got a couple people who are not very good at that one.
Don't do to poor Kevin what I just did. They really put him on the spot.
So, a young Orion comes up to you. Okay.
Yep. Calhoun, John Theodore, Lieutenant, JG, 4348-54196-119.
He even takes you, so he goes, Turco, Pell. What do you think? Pell, Turco. And then what? Your number?
Rank.
System engineer. 3489286521.
11.
How are you doing, sir?
Calhoun, John J., Lieutenant J.G., 4345-54196-119.
That is rude.
Yeah. Is there something wrong? Perhaps you would like a drink.
Calhoun, John J., John Theodore, Lieutenant J.G., 4348-54196-119.
I'm wondering if you could show me... You know, your wonderful ship.
Calhoun, John Theodore, Lieutenant JG, 3458-54196-119.
Idiot.
Oh, man.
You know,
just a short story. I mean,
Calhoun, John Theodore, Lieutenant JG, 2348-54196-119.
Calhoun,
John Theodore, Lieutenant JG, 2348-54196-119.
Perhaps you would like to
do a sick thing. Calhoun, John Theodore, Lieutenant JG, 2348-54196-119.
Doesn't seem to have been bamboozled again.
Oh, okay. If it leads you away somewhere, do you go?
No.
So he calls over, like, MedTech.
Federation MedTech?
Yeah, the random Federation MedTech you guys used last week.
Okay.
And says that there's something wrong with the Oxley.
Hi, George. What's up?
It says, seems perfectly fine to me.
Really?
And then Drunk says, you'll just... So Drunk says, can you give me a tour of the ship?
Excuse me, I gotta go. Now I walk away.
Yeah, oh, walk away. You're gonna be now.
Negative in some people's perspective.
Is there a renown for insanity?
No, but that was obviously minus. Yeah, that's fine. So the medical officer comes to Marius.
Yeah.
Goes to Marius. His name is Lean Hiko. Hiko. And he's, you know, he says he wants to thank you for taking care of their engineer and all the things you've done.
Hey, stop it.
I understand you were in sick bay as well.
Yes, I was making sure that my engineer was in here. I was making sure our engineer was being well taken care of, and I just wanted to see the various medical techniques that the Federation personnel use. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just got to make sure we keep well stocked with the radiation sickness drugs. We got to keep careful track of that. You wouldn't have happened to notice any of our guys, you know, overdosing somebody or anything like that, because we're missing a couple of bottles.
Oh, well, certainly I don't think any of our my crew that shown up any instances of being overdosed.
Okay.
Perhaps it was just faulty record keeping. Every once in a while someone throws something away. The standard procedure would be throw away partial vials. So perhaps vials thrown away and not recorded. Yeah. It happens, it even happens to
yeah.
our friendship.
Mistakes happen.
Yes.
Do you know anything about this flu epidemic that is occurring at the...
From what I understand, there's the natives of Salus Strait. Look like a weird monkey thing.
Okay.
Monkey race.
Monkey race.
There is a flu-like disease that only seems to be on that planet. It only seems to affect their race and the Vulcans or something. So there it hasn't been a high priority to develop a vaccine.
And Ron really does, is that?
I don't know. there's a Vulcan research station that's working on a vaccine, and they think they have one. Just in time, because there was a recent epidemic in one of the outlying regions.
I presume that's what you have in your cargo book right now.
Right. So we have a shipment there to send them so they can at least test it. And perhaps it'll suffer up against that.
Excellent.
If you or any of your crew feel like anything else, we're deeply grateful for the help you've given us.
It's almost to be expected. So. We don't want to. Pressure one way or the other.
Sure. I understand. The whole crew gave your captain a gift.
Yeah.
We're wondering if she actually liked it.
You want to
Because some people are very polite and but we weren't too sure she was into both Ryan male dancers. perhaps we erred and somehow offended her.
I believe her words were it was an interesting touristy type of name.
Oh. Well,
I believe those were her words.
I see.
I'm not too terribly, what's the correct word? Cognizant of these human emotions. Well, I understand they exist, but I can't always discern what they mean.
Well, as long as she doesn't say something happens, we're all.
They're playing a Vulcan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
His name is Nemesis.
Really?
No. I see.
So I just listen in on conversations.
So when AEO Ryan comes up to you, you just
pretty much that's it.
Giving your weird routine.
Yep.
How's it go again?
But I do want to listen to what kind of questions they're asking others.
Just how are you? What do you do and shit, that kind of stuff. It's all about their lives, you know.
How can you do what you do on the ship? Where are the nuclear vessels?
Yeah.
And Captain, it's the Enterprise.
they're not being quite as blatant about it this time.
Oh.
Perhaps because they've already gotten all the security codes.
Obviously. Well, I don't know. Maybe I jumped to conclusions here, but from Dave's description, your guys' description, it's pretty obvious what they're doing, so I don't want to participate at all. Even if it's wooed. And Jar Jar Bing. How wooed.
Depends. I don't play with it, but...
Oh.
I mean, they definitely go... They do definitely go that far in the conversation.
Okay.
You know, if you're polite, they back off.
Like Dave
was polite.
Hey,
really? Like Dave. Probably talk to them. I mean, over the course of, you know, an hour, they'll get to that kind of stuff. So...